Let's say I got worked on my computer for like an hour or two on something. The rest of the day, I'm burnt. Like, you know what I mean?
And that would be enough for you. But now it's like...
But now it's like, no, I need... Every single minute, I want to use wisely, right? That's a goal. That's a standard, right? But I can't start... And I feel like the problem with guys nowadays is like they have these high standards. And when they don't reach them right away, they think that there's something wrong with them. Like, for example, they're like, I want to build a crazy physique, and they don't see it in like 2 months. It's like, dude, you got to do this for years.
Exactly. Right?
You got to slowly build the habits. It's not going to be an overnight thing. And unfortunately, this world is built so we can have and want things instantly, so much more faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's why I
feel like... And it stresses people out.
Exactly.
They live in the future.
And all of a sudden they think, oh my God, like you shouldn't be stressed out and you shouldn't have... Like, there's people in my comments sometimes on my YouTube, they're like, oh, like... You have such high expectations on yourself, like blah, blah, blah. It's like, yes, of course I do. Why wouldn't I have high expectations for myself? And why wouldn't I want the best for myself knowing
that
I can
do it? But are they
saying
you have it too high to the point where it might be unrealistic?
Yeah, sometimes people are kind of like say that, but it's just like...
I'll be honest. I kind of see that too. I feel like you do kind of have like high standards sometimes. Because look, I'm going to say from my own thing, it's like sometimes even when we invite you to come over to our house, like the other day I asked you like we should watch this movie.
Yeah.
We already watched it with our friends, like Man of God, right? It's a great movie, by the way, if you guys want to check it out. And then you were like, you guys are kind of like 30 minutes away. See, my problem with it is in like, I understand you're a very busy person.
That wasn't a good answer back.
30 minutes probably worth it for you to spend with your friends. Because dude, let's be honest here. I mean, it's a realistic example. Like you never know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You know, it's God's timing. You never know. You really don't. And so it's like, sometimes you especially on weekends, because we invite you on weekends. We don't invite you on weekdays. So it's like on weekends, sometimes putting that time aside just to, even if it's like sacrificing 2 hours of work on weekends, sometimes it's fine because those quality time also matters. So it's like, I would see why somebody would tell you that. Oh, so wait, if I get it straight. No. Working on the schedule where you try to optimize, let's say all the things throughout the week that you have planned out. Do you think if you were to get better at prioritizing what you get done during the week, you would be like, yeah, maybe it's worth it.
Oh yeah, 100%. Okay. Dude, like the reason that I said no last time was because I wasn't using my time wisely, and it built up to a point where it's like, if I were to go and watch a movie, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it because I have so many things in my mind that I would have to do. I would feel like guilty in a sense.
Yeah, so exactly. But
so it's nothing to do with like you guys, but it's just like, it's more to do with like that I couldn't keep up with something that I kept pushing away. You know what I mean?
No.
It was a personal thing.
And that's the thing. You're not the only one. Like, let's talk about a very, very realistic example. What time is it? 3:35. Realistically, we were supposed to start filming around 1:30 the latest, finish around 2:30. It's 3:35.
Right? You should be out door dashing right now, right?
Right. One hour difference from when we were supposed to do. And this usually happened. Like, my plan today was I got to the gym. I think it was around 10:30 or 11 or something. My plan was to already be finished around 12:30 the latest, right? But then I came here around 1:10.
I saw you driving on the way here.
We literally met.
You put him
on
next
the road
to me, beeping his car.
Yeah. You know Bank of America up there?
Yeah.
That's literally where I saw him.
Because you guys literally came in together.
It's this little things that might not be a big deal to somebody. And this all comes down to standards. Might not be a big deal. But when you start to deal with multiple things in your life and have those high standards, then it becomes you become more aware of those little things that you need to work on in order for you to make your time as sufficient as possible. Otherwise, during the day, you might just waste a lot of time on one thing and then forget about the other stuff. So when you have a lot going on, you have to learn how to devote, you know, time into all those stuff and making all of them work at the same time.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, we can talk about burnout too, because I feel like I have a different mindset about burnout now since 75 Hard, because during those times of just being so burnt out, like every single day, I've reached a new threshold almost, like of the things that I can handle, because I kept burning myself out like every single time.
Now you're like stronger, right?
Now I'm capable of a lot more. And now there's a new threshold I have to reach. And that's literally self-improvement right there. It's a beautiful thing. But one thing I wanted to mention is there was a year and a half ago where I literally, like, I was so aware of the threshold This is when I was like editing Andrew Tate videos and stuff like that. Every single day, I would go to work as a chef for like 8-10 hour shifts. And I would come home.
I remember those days.
I would literally come home at nighttime. Oh no. So here was my schedule. I'd wake up late at like 9 o'clock. I had to be in work at like 9:30. I'd scramble to work, be at work till like maybe seven, eight, nine o'clock at night. Work for a long time. And then I'd go to the gym until like 11 o'clock, get home, eat a Wawa quesadilla. It's 12 o'clock at night. I have to make 2 videos for the next day. And I'm telling you, like those nights, I would literally like, I'd be so burnt out. I'd have so much brain fog, but.
And you have to do the same thing the next day and the next day, right?
Exactly.
And the schedule's just messed up because you go to sleep late, you have to wake up early.
But there was a point where I kept doing it and doing it and pushing past it that I literally like saw, like I literally couldn't think of any ideas for a video. And I kept thinking and thinking and thinking. I felt, you ever like feel like mental strain, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mental exhaustion.
Yeah, mental exhaustion. I really need to do this. I really need to do this. And I literally pushed past that barrier and I felt so much clarity. I made both videos that night and that one video did great the next day. And it's because I pushed past that threshold. I kept going at it and being persistent.
Now, did this take time or you're talking about like, it was that one night where you're really going through it all the let up.
I think it was the me pushing. It was me being burnt out, but also focused during it and intention. Like,
okay. Pushing through the burnout.
You're saying. Intentional burnout. You're burning out so you can reach a certain goal. Like everything in your power is just focusing on this one single thing. Like whatever goal that you have, you want to. Burnout is simply just it's not like this. It's not this cap. It's simply just a ceiling you have to break through. Like there's other floors above it. It's like you have to have a different mindset when going at it. But that was the one time where I was like, wow, like I can really do a lot more than I think I can.
Yeah. That could also be a psychological thing that, you know, okay, you're feeling all this pressure. You're mentally exhausted and you're getting the signal. Hey, Mike, go to sleep. But because of the goal that you're focused on, you accomplished the goal. Therefore, you don't feel the stress and the stress took away all that weight off your shoulders. Could be that, right? So it could be the pressure that you need to get it done rather than only the fact that you're mentally exhausted from working, waking up, working out, all these type of stuff.
I think it's a will. It's the will, right?
Right.
It's the will that you have and that is stronger than the pain that you feel, right? I think that's what it was. It's you like caring about something so much to a point where it's like you're willing to push past that barrier. And I think people should, like a lot of guys should kind of adopt that mindset of, I should want to reach burnout. Like I want to see what I'm capable of. Like, that's like the 1% better thing. Like you get 1% better every single day, 1% past that threshold every single day.
Yeah, kind of like test yourself out. See where what you're capable of doing and really, you know, and this has to always goes back to raising your standards because if you don't raise your standards, you're never going to even have the opportunity, nor will you push yourself enough to get to the point where you're fatigued, where you're sore, where you're getting to the burnout. Now, I wouldn't recommend anybody to necessarily be burnt out every day and let that happen in their day to day. But
you gotta be healed. You gotta heal sometimes,
right? For sure. But I think it's an interesting thing to explore, an interesting thing to experience, and see that maybe you have this limited mindset and it's not really a burnout. Because in your case, I have a feeling because of how you described it, it was not an exhaustion or anything from work and working out, but it was just the fact that you had videos to do and you're like the mental battle you're having with yourself that I need to get this done. And when you got the videos done, now you have a psychological breakthrough. That
it was like high almost, right?
I just accomplished something. Yeah, I did. You know, I felt exhausted. I felt tired. You know, my body was fighting in my spirit through this that, okay, I need to rest. But because of my will, I beat that, and now you achieve this new potential of you that you're capable of pushing through things, even if your body's trying to give up. Same with running, right? Like me and Josh would have moments where we're in 5-6 miles in, and that was the time when it was the toughest. But when we got through that, it was a flow. So, and that's how it is in running too. So when you're running and you're 5 miles in, you might cramp up or you might feel cramps, right, in your stomach. But all you have to do is just, you know, focus on the breathing, maybe slow down the pace a little,
you know, really, really devote all the energy into breathing. And you can actually do this when you're running. Like, they take away all that tension from the muscles and really focus on like the deep breaths and get through that. And you, and then you reach another threshold where that, that those cramps that were painful, now a mile later, there's nothing, no pain.